So last time we talked about the issue of covering your head from the vantage point of Hikon Likrat Elokecha Yisrael, or of preparing for davening. Now there are other aspects to consider. Now one is right to realize that at least head covering in general in the time of Chazal definitely as a general chiyuv did not exist. Right? We know that. It was the special dress of certain chashuv people. Right, probably the best known Gemara of this is this very interesting Gemara in Kiddushin and Daf Chavtet. Right, you know this Gemara. What happens?
What's this wearing, like a head covering?
Mishtalach le'Rav Chista le'Rav Huna b'Rav Hamnuna da'adam gadol hu. Right, the Rav Chista used to praise Rav Humnuna to Rav Huna and say that he was a really great person. So he says, really? I like good people. Amar leh k'shiyavo li'adcha heviyo li'adi. So when he comes to you, bring him to me. So Kiata, when he came, Chazya Delo Paris Sudra. So he said, well, I see that you are not. What's Paris Sudra? What? You're not wrapping your head, right? You didn't put on a turban. Amarle, my time alo paris sudra. He said, well, why aren't you doing this? Right? So what's his answer? I know I'm gonna scare you, I'm so sorry. Amarle, what does he say?
I'm not married.
Delo nisivna, very good. I'm not married.
Gosh,
I'm not gonna wear this. I'm not married. So what does he say to him? Adrinilapimine. So he doesn't turn back to him and say, well, you should be wearing a
Why aren't you married?
No, he's worse than that. Amarle, chazi delo chazit lulapai adin zevit. Make sure you never see me again until you're married. I mean, don't show up here again until you're married. I wasn't saying it to you, just to clarify, Dovi.
I got 4 more months.
Till you're 20? Baruch Hashem, 20, 4 more months. That's a long time.
20 is fine.
It's a long time, great. Now, what you see in this Gemara. Now, in this Gemara, it sounds like it was the norm, at least for married people, or more precisely, for married people who were talmidei chachamim to cover their hair. It's not a chiyuv per se, right? But it was, right? It was the normal way that people did it. Now, there is a Gemara that sounds a little bit more like it's a that it is at least good to wear some sort of head covering in general, and that is the Gemara just two daf later on Lamed Aleph. Let's see how well you know Shas Baal Peh here. All right, what does the Gemara there say? Very good. Ramos, right? Bigilei, you're not supposed to walk from it. So that sort of sounds like it's a chiyuv, but of course that is in tension with the previous line. What? Correct. So it might just be that it's correct. Now that doesn't seem to be the Ikar Hadin. When is it me Ikar Hadin that you're supposed to cover your head at least in some way? When you say Shem Hashem, right? And that is in sorry, it's in Sadi Aleph. Right? If you look in Sadi Aleph in an Arachayim, you got me the old Torah, which is impossible to find anything in it.
Should I get it there?
No, it's fine. It's fine. Here. So he says, right, he's bringing all the different things you're supposed to do with tefillah. So we talked about this, some of this in Shir. Here we go. You have to have Ein Libo Roed Erva, right? Your heart has to be separated from your Erva. So Kagon Shechotzit Betalito Matnav. Shemut L'Krod Kriyash Mazel Libo. You have to cover your heart. Titania. Right, so for Shema, you only need to separate between Libo, Roed, Erva, but you don't have to cover your heart. You have to cover your heart for davening, for Shmoneh Esrei. Fine. And then he says, no, wait. I'm just going to read you from Shulchan Aruch so I can find it. I hate the old tours. He's Shulchan Aruch says in Sadi Aleph Gimel, Yesh omrim sha'aser lo tiazkara mipiv b'rosh miguleh. Some say that it is just usher to say Hashem's name at all without with your head uncovered. And some people, you say you can't even come into shul with your head uncovered, right? So there is, right? And if you look here in the Beit Yosef, where the Beit Yosef says as follows, he says, the kolbo, Rabbeinu Yichase Rosho, right? So where does the Torah get the idea you should cover your head? Hakolbo katav simin aleph katav aram shein usher leich begilei rosh. He says it's not usher to walk with your head uncovered. Kimash amru parakol kitvei teidi de lo sagina dal amru regilei rosh. Because when the Gemara says in Shabbat, and this is the parallel you have in Kiddushin, right? But the version that's in Shabbat kuf and vav amud bet, where he says, "Don't let me walk four amot without." Right, with that, with my head uncovered, that's only, right, that's midat chasidut. That's to be extra pious. However, the Rabbeinu Peretz writes that you shouldn't go into shul with your head uncovered. Rabbeinu Yerucham got the besov, tetzayin, she'asr luvarech b'gulei arosh. Rabbeinu Yerucham says it's asr to daven. Or, sorry, make a bracha with your head uncovered. It's like a tzofrim, katav, but pocheh and yirim kraav v'gedavin, it goes on to other things, right? And that's nisar to yish omrim in Shulchan Aruch. And then he says, see, the Mishabura sends you the Ber Halacha. Mashikado does a vid afil bli azkara v'shalo. Right, he says that which you shouldn't walk at all, right? That's whatever. And he says the Prima Gadim says maybe that's only for Amot, and here it's even Pachol Meraba Amot. But there's a minog in general. Now, if you want just a summary, now you could again read all you could read of all of Shas, right? You could read all of Shas. But again, you would see that, like, the simple Shas in the Gemara is at least young people and people who weren't married didn't cover their head at all. So how do we get to Kippa in general? So again, you could read all of Shas. No, you could read all of Otsar HaKippa, all 1,000 pages or whatever of Otsar HaKippa. But I will be honest that let's say you don't feel like you need 1,000 pages worth of material on Kippa and you just want to get the basics. So the executive summary is Reb Ovadia, the first shuv in Chelek Dalet of Yichavadat, says, Ha'im kippah shal arosh tzricha lechaser kol arosh o rubo. This is your question, right? Do you have to wear it, and how much does it have to cover, okay? O shema ein shir miyuchad legodol kippah, or is there no set side v'dai b'chol shuv? So this is a good summary. So he says, I'll run through the source. Kiddushin Lamed Aleph says, don't walk for amod b'gilei arosh, because shchina l'malam iroshi. Shabbat kuf yud chet, quotes Rav Huna, who said, I never walked Begilei Arosh at all. Shabbat Kuf Nun Vav says that Rav Nachman would always cover his head and never walk Begilei Arosh. The Zohar in Parshat Balak says that you shouldn't walk for Amot without Begilei Arosh to the Shekhinah is above your head. The Zohar in Parshat Pinchas says that a Talmud Chacham... Once, by the way, I was telling this to Rav Shrabi, I went to Rav Ovadia's shir in person. This is how he gave shir. Yechavadad was unprepared questions that people asked him on a radio show that they just transcribed. Okay? There is now somebody who does this in Bnei Brak, who is like younger than I am. He's like the Yanuka or something like that. He's like this. He does what? Yeah, they're calling him the next Grum.
Is he the one that you said that someone asked him a question if you're allowed to put your hands behind your back
Yes.
while you're dying?
But they waste this guy's intellect and they ask him the weirdest, stupidest questions. You go on YouTube and they have like a 20-minute share. They just Makar Balpe. Is it usher to walk with your hands like this? What are you doing? I mean, his Bikias is amazing, but why are people asking these questions? Anyways, so you have all these Gemaras, which do point in the direction that you should cover your head. And the Rambam in the Mor Nevuchim, not like in Halacha, says that G'dolei Chachamenu Nisharim Limanam Yilagalot Rosham, Shinat Chofev Ezochar Adam, that the G'dolim would always cover their head. So is that halachas? The simple shot is no. What does he, even the Rambam say? Right, all the cases in the Gemara, the Gedolim. So the simple shot is the Orchon Chaim knows and the Kolbo notes, and that's what we just saw. Is that Shein Isser Menedin Lech Begaleiro? Simple shot is no. In general, there's no issue. All of what they're quoting is Midat Chasidut. And he says, right, that's the simple shot in the Zohar from the Rambam. And the Beis Yosef, as we just saw, quotes the Kolbo. Now, it's true that the Beit Yosef and Simchat Mevav, if you remember from last year? When did we do Hilchot Brachot HaShachar? Last year? So, Oter Yisrael, the Beit Yosef says, what is Oter Yisrael? Is that we're thanking God for covering our heads, Arba Amot. So maybe that sounds more, like, normative? Not necessarily. Because it's still like a Jewish thing to do, right? It's like, even if it's not a chiyuv, it's like, okay. Because it brings more shamayim, but that source does sound a little bit more chiyuv. And one of the sources in the Zohar, in Parshat Naso, also sounds like Lefisha Yisrael Hema Mitzuvim Bekach. Right? The Zohar's version is Jews are obligated, Velchenan Mevarchim Oter Yisrael B'Tevara. And that's why you say Oter Yisrael. So there are sources that sound like it's a chiyuv. And he notes the Beit Yosef and Simen Chet does seem to go in that direction. However, the majority of Achronim, he notes, he says, Mikomakom Alachim Eshna Achrona. Even though in Simen Chet, the Beit Yosef sounds a little bit like it's a chiyuv, the simple pshat is what he says in Sadi Aleph, She'ein Ze'elem Yimidad Chasi, Duru Kepashtu Rashas. And he says, when you have I at the beginning of Shulchan Aruch and Simen Bet, right, all the way in Simen Bet, in Sif Vav, Shulchan Aruch writes, Asur Lelech Lekomazu Gufa, it's forbidden to walk haughtily, Vilo Yelech Arba Amot, Begilu Yarosh, Mimnei Kabotchin, and you shouldn't walk 4 amot without your head covered. What does he note? And everyone notes this, is he specifically says it's usher to walk arrogantly, and you shouldn't walk with your head uncovered, which sounds like you shouldn't, but it's not, right? He's very specific, and the Marshal says it's Midat Chasidut, and if you've ever read a Tshuva in Ruvadia, he will just go on, he proves it from a Midrash in Vayikra Rabbah, skip, Sibubshan Gemara and Zvachim, Berke Yosef, El Yoraba, Chida, Machzik Bracha. He knew everything by heart. It was really scary.
How did this guy have the time to run a political party?
I don't know. When he passed, after he passed away, so I had a Shloshim, Rav Yitzchak Yosef, came and gave a Hesped and Gush when I was there. And he came, they gave him a tour of the Gush Library, which at the time had 80,000 volumes. And his first comment was like, oh, they gave me a tour of your library. He's like, when my father died, we counted his library. And it had half that number of volumes, 40,000 volumes, and he read every one of them. I'm like, okay, I give up. Usually the experience every time you read any children of Avadia. And then he quotes, Rabbi quotes that in many of the Acharim, they assume that it's Midah Chasidut, and that's the, right, and he says, the Mati Huja thought it was Asr Min Adin, and the Mari Iash, pushed back, and then he tells you the Kiryat Chana David, Rav Shalom Mesas. Now, you know, Rav Shalom Mesas, who was one of the leading Moroccan poskim, thought that according to Beit Yosef, it was Mi'ikra Adin you had to wear it, but again, he says that he thinks that's not the majority view, and he notes the majority view seems to follow the Taz. The Taz in Simen Chet quotes the Maharshal, and he says, Shein Isser Min Adin Begilei Arosh, that it's not Mi'ikra Adin. The Katal is that, quote, nearly she's Isser, where the Maharshal says, Yesh Isser Gamor Bazemitam Acher. She says, maybe nowadays the Jews all wear kippahs, so now to not wear a kippah is Chukar Akum. She takes me out, Joshua Messir Malayim Akoma Shal Roshim, because that's what the non Jews do. They take, right, they uncover, right, used to be, you had to uncover your hat, right, when you came in. So it's that, and that's in the Mari Bruna. So what you have is that some people think it's Mekar Adin, most people think it's Midat Chasidut, some people say that maybe it's become a Chiyuv, societally, but again, that's not intrinsic, it's just that is the, right, that people remove their hat. So for us to remove it, would make it, you know, not Jewish. And he goes through, well, okay, what about Eretz Yisrael? What about these Jews who came from Chutz Laaretz? Blah, 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 blah. Rav Shlomo Kluger suggests not like that. He says that maybe there's a difference between Gilui Rosh Gamor and Gilui Rosh Ktzat. And he says maybe it really is Asur Mekar Adin to have your head completely uncovered. But it's only Midat Chasidut to have it more fully covered. And therefore, what all the Gemaras that sound like it's Midat Chasidut, what do they mean? Not that it's Midat Chasidut to cover your hair at all, but it's Midat Chasidut to do it fully, right? So again, what you have is, now Rav Moshe Feinstein rejected this. Where did Rav Moshe reject this?
In one of his shoes.
Yes, which one?
The one on rejecting Kippah. First one.
First tshuva. Very good. Simon Aleph. Simon Aleph. Simon Aleph in Arachayim.
Wow.
Yes. That published anyways. And to quote, just to quote Rabbi Vadi, sometimes over Rav Moshe, his summary of Rav Shlomo Kluger was, "Hu perish zar dachuk ma'od." It's weird and very stretched. and therefore he says, therefore he couldn't even believe that he meant it. In the Gemara, he said maybe within the Taz he meant it, right? That to get out of the chukar akum problem, not that in Meikra didn't you have to do it, but to get out of the chukar akum problem. And Rav Avadia says about Rav Moshe, ein zala derech pilpul v'charifut lahamis kein bedat Rav Moshe Lager. That's only pilpul to shove that into Rav Moshe, but Lahalacha, he agrees with him. He says, "Like ha'ikur b'zal halacha, shavu bishemidat chasidut bilvad ra'u ishakipat yamuchuset kol arosh." Then one second, that you should. It's still proper to wear it, but he notes that in the shul of initial raises the possibility that a small kippah is okay. What's small? You can see it from all four corners of your head. That's the minimum size. That's
Dobie.
You don't have corners on your head. It's a circle.
Right? Meaning, wherever you're standing. Meaning, wherever someone's standing.
If it's at the back of your head, then you won't be able to see.
Okay, right. So to summarize that, right? So we have majority view is that it's a minog, right? It's just midat chasidut, and it's become a minog. So maybe now it's chiyuv because of chukar akum. Maybe. So a minority view says it's me'ikra hadin. But where do we hold that it's probably me'ikra hadin? And this is coming back to our issue. As we already saw in Sadi Aleph, Tfilah, and that's what Rabbi summarizes, Ulam Bishat Kriyat Shema Utfilah Shemekabel Avol Malchut Shamayim. But when you're davening, not only do you have to cover, but Sarech Li'izar Yoter Levosh Kiba Shemechaser Rov HaRosh. The standard isn't just Kiba, but it's a head covering that covers most of your head, based on Sharei Nemar Hikon Likrat El Kach Yisrael. Based on Hikon, right? So there's two aspects. One is covering it because you shouldn't say Shem Hashem without. That was the Kolbo. And then there's covering your head more. The rove of your head, which is a special din in Tefillah. And based on this, his summary is, B'sikum mutar min adin l'lech b'kibah k'tana shal arosh. Avol b'shein ha-mechaset rov arosh. In general, the obligation is only to cover, right, is to have the small one, and that only midin minhag. As long as you can see it from front and back, but davening and benching, you should wear either a hat or a big kippah, right? So according to Bavadia or a talis, right? And so according to Bavadia, what's the main reason? Because again, we have the minhag of kippah, then you have the chiyuv when you're saying Shem Hashem. Then you have, which means that you should wear a kippah in general. You must wear something when you're davening. Me'ikar adin, what do you need? Something that can be seen, according to him, from all sides of your head. But there, the lechatchila is rov arosh, and one way of doing that is with a hat. But if you don't want to have a hat, you could have a kippah that... this covers, I think, most of my head. I think.
Yeah, it's a skull cap.
You know? No, no. Rav Moshe had his... If you ever see Rav Moshe Feinstein's, like, you know, the couple thing. You know, like the... You know, the not couple, but that was called a couple, right? That's a,
it's a dome of the rock.
The thing that goes in your head. You know, and then, I mean, it looks, you know, then there are people who have it when you sleep, right? The Schluffkoppel, right?
Like Ebenezer Scrooge.
Sure, Ebenezer Scrooge, great.
He's got it.
Now, like I said, Ramosha's first tshuva, this is Aleph Aleph, is B'kisui mitzat arosh l'inyan l'yelech v'rechov l'inyan bracha. Wait for bracha, and again, he quotes Rav Shlomo Kluger. He says, I don't get Rav Shlomo Kluger. Why would you say such a thing? I mean, that's why, as Rav Avadya summarized it, that he says, right, that maybe that's only within the, etc. Okay. Now.
What about the thing about being married?
Okay, what about it? What is the standard to be married? Oh, I don't know. So I thought you were like, what is the standard to be married? I'm like, Kiddushin, Nisuin? I don't know, what are you asking me? Like, if you separate Kiddushin from Nisuin, do you have to worry? I don't know. I honestly don't know. Was it only after Nisuin? Was it after Kiddushin? I don't know. I thought that's what you meant. I'm like, I don't know.
Rob, it makes sense that you would put it at Aleph Aleph because it's the head of the book.
Sure. Okay, anyway, so that's the next aspect of this. We only got some in, but okay, at least we got that aspect through, right? So that's the next aspect. It's the kippah in general, kippah over b'shem Hashem, and then the difference between covering part of your head and rove, which is where, for Avadja, that's where a hat comes in, right? Is that for him, hikon is simply cover most of your head. And a hat is a way of doing it, but lav dafka.
Does a shaito count?
Possibly.